Only one more to go. Oh, Dollface, where are you hiding? You aren't going to be able to hide from me forever. You brought this on yourself. I get the weather got bad. I get that your car broke down. And I understand that my cabin was the only shelter for miles, but that begs the question. Who would have the audacity to enter a stranger's dilapidated home? Apparently, it's your little group. It was so easy to pick them off one by one. The tall one, you know, the one with the black hair. He tried so hard to be strong. He even volunteered to get wood for the fire to keep y'all warm. He was the first one I took. Didn't hear me coming up behind him and bashing his head in with an axe. Oh, it was so beautiful. But don't worry, he didn't suffer. I only play with the pretty ones like you. That's why I saved you for last. I want to lick the tears off your bloodied face. Not under the couch, nor are you behind it. Wow, you do have one thing working in your favor, Dollface. There's no lights. That means that you can't cast a shadow. That's how I got your little red-headed friend. She was in my room, snooping around. Can you believe that? Not only did she have no issues entering a stranger's home, but then she decided to see what was in there. The audacity! She heard my footsteps and hid in my closet. Sadly for her, her feet casted a shadow. I was able to open it and stab her a few times. Squealed like a piggy. Oh, I'm sure you heard her body thump to the ground, but your brain dismissed it. It probably was just thunder or a tree. After all, this is an old and abandoned home. Lots of things can go wrong. Who could live in conditions like this? So far away from civilization? Never once did it cross your mind that someone could prefer it like this. Hates the filth that people have. Damn, not in the closet. I am a little proud of you, though. I'm glad that you're not that dumb, Dollface. After all, in those scary movies you see on TV, the closet is one of the worst places to hide. The killer always checks there. If you were really smart, you would be moving around the house, trying to keep me on my toes. The only light is coming from the single candle that I'm holding. Oh, maybe it's too risky for you to move. I might hear you if you bump into a wall or something. So many options. Ugh, I'm so happy I saved you for last, Dollface. I knew you were going to be the most fun. You're actually making me work for this kill. Unlike that blonde. What was their name? Ugh, it doesn't matter. They're dead now. Body hanging in the basement. It was so easy to take a noose, wrap it around their neck, and string them up. I don't even think they realized what was happening until it was too late. They were in the basement waiting for their, boyfriend? Or maybe it was their girlfriend. Too impatient and excited for their own good, they got started without them. Do you want to know what their last words were? It was a whispered, choked out, "Babe." Oh, how I wish I could have bottled up that noise so I could save it for later. Not in my bedroom. It seems you didn't even want to venture into the closet where your red-headed friend lay slain. Oh, what's the matter? You don't want to see the body of your dead friend? Rapidly getting colder by the second? Oh, that's adorable. I didn't realize how sentimental you were. I guess that's why my parents always considered me something inhuman. I never grew attachments to anything or anyone. The only person I care about is myself. Living out in the middle of nowhere, it's been good for me. I can do whatever I want. I can even satiate my bloodlust by hunting animals. Nothing compares to hunting humans, of course. That's why there's that story called The Most Dangerous Game. When I read that, that's when I realized just how much I love the hunt. To be the predator and to make someone my prey. Doesn't the adrenaline of being hunted get your blood pumping, dollface? Don't you feel alive? Not on the table or under the table. Where could you be? Your other friends were such bad hiders. Honestly, I thought your skills would be on par with theirs. I underestimated you, dollface. You just keep on surprising me. I can't believe how much fun I'm having. I haven't felt this excited in so long. I think I might be getting flustered with how infatuated I am with you right now. Every second I can't find you, it only makes me want you more. I wonder how your scream will sound. Oh, that tall brunette. He didn't even make a peep when I slit his throat. I just walked up behind him and sliced across it. Quick. Painless. Didn't make a sound. I was a little disappointed with how clean that kill was, if I'm being honest. I really, really wish he fought back. I like when they make me work for it. Kind of like what you're doing right now. It's getting me all riled up. It's part of the game. It's like you're teasing me, making me earn the right to plunge my knife into your heart. You know, when I find you, I might not even kill you. Not right away. I've never had prey make me work this hard for it. I think I'll want to play with you a bit. There are other ways of making you scream besides a knife. I'm sure that blonde friend of yours who is hanging in the basement knows exactly what I'm talking about. Which one were they dating? The black-haired one I killed with an axe? Or the silent brunette? You know, it's rude not to respond. When someone asks a question, you're supposed to answer. I'm just trying to take an interest in your life. Isn't that something that you're supposed to do when you're interested in someone? That's what I remember people saying on TV. When I tried dating people, well, they told me that I didn't take an interest in their lives, but really I think that they were just so boring. Where was the excitement? Where was the danger? If you are able to make it out of this, this story is sure to enthrall anyone you tell. They might not even believe you. The only proof will be the corpses of your dead friends and the trauma in your head. I'm going to haunt your every waking moment if you somehow escape. Not in the bathroom. Probably for the best. It's so small in there. And what would you be able to grab for a weapon? Let's see. I already checked the kitchen, the back room, the closet, and the bedroom. That just leaves the living room. Oh, Dollface, you really are so smart. That's exactly where the door is. I bet you've been secretly making your way to it, assuming that you would be able to sneak out of here without me noticing. But I think I've caught you, my little victim. come out wherever you are. I feel so giddy. If I was capable of feeling love, I would imagine that this is exactly how it feels. You really are one of a kind, Dollface. It'll be a shame once our game is over. I know you're having just as much fun as me. Too bad the predator always catches the prey. Nowhere to go now. There's only one way in and one way out, and that is now closed off. The only way you're getting out of here is through me. Not under the coffee table, which means you must be. Oh, hello, Dollface.